The Rambam in Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis of Hilchos Talmud Torah, v'chayev liskar melamed libno lelamdo. The father, if need be, will hire a melamed to teach his son. It means that Talmud Torah is not just the chovas haguf, but it also is a chovas mamon. But what about v'shinantom levanecha, the chiyuv on the chacham that the Rambam established here in Halacha Beis? Eino chayev lelamid ben chavero ela b'chinam. Now if you read the Rambam carefully, there's something very strange about the syntax, the choice of words in the Rambam. The eino chayev lelamid ben chavero ela b'chinam. I mean, why didn't the Rambam just say V'eino chayv liskar melamed leben chavero? He opens up by telling you chayv liskar melamed lebno. He should have, in a parallel way, said V'eino chayv liskar melamed leben chavero. But the language is Eino chayv lelamed ben chavero ela bechinam. What's the ela bechinam? So the one who analyzes this in a sefer called Emuna Vitora is Rav Moshe Sternbach, Shlita, and he writes that what's the meaning of the Rambam Eino chayv lelamed ben chavero ela bechinam? He says, take out the word ela, the Eino chayv lelamed ben chavero bechinam. In other words, once the Rambam has defined and spelled out the obligation of the father to hire someone to teach his son, he explains that the melamed is allowed to demand payment for this, because the melamed is teaching ben chavero, it's not his son. And the Rambam went out of his way to tell you that the melamed is perfectly within his rights, justified by halacha, to demand his payment. And that's what he means, Eino chayev lelamed ben chavero bechinam. He doesn't have to pay him, he doesn't have to teach gratis. Even though the Rambam, later on in Halacha Zayin, establishes that there's a chiyuv on the father to teach mikra, right? The Rambam establishes that in Halacha Zayin. And you might think that the melamed has to go beyond that chiyuv. And the answer is no. The melamed picks up exactly the chiyuv of the father, namely mikra. And the Rambam establishes in Halacha Zayin, muta lidrosh schar alimud mikra. So that's why the Rambam here spells out, eino chayv lelamed ben chaver chinam, since we're in the context of the chiyuv of the father. The chiyuv of the father, as the Rambam will spell it out later on in Halacha Zayin, is to teach his son Torah Bechsav. Torah Bechsav, you're allowed to take money for. And therefore, the Rambam says that the melamed will be Doresh and is within his reason to be Doresh Schar. He doesn't have to teach Bechino. That's the presentation of the Emuna Vitorah. It would seem to me that the Rambam here, at the end of Halacha Beis, and the Rambam later on in Halacha Zayin, is establishing two different halachas with regard to Kabbalah Schar for Talmud Torah. Later on in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is addressing the obligation of the father to pay for the education of his son. And the Rambam establishes that with regard to Torah Shebichsav, since the melamed is allowed to be paid for his teaching, the father is obligated to pay. In Torah Shebal Peh, on the other hand, since there's an issur to accept payment for the teaching of Torah Shebal Peh, therefore the father is exempt from paying out of pocket for this his son's study of Torah Shebal Peh. He will not be compelled to hire a melamed to teach his son Torah Shebal Peh because there's no schar for Torah Shebal Peh. Here in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about the halacha of the melamed himself. That's what the Rambam wants to address. Again, in Halacha Zayin, he's addressing the father and the scope, the extent of the father's chiyuv vis-a-vis the Talmud Torah of his son. Does he have to pay? Does he not have to pay? And the Rambam distinguishes between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The father will pay for the education of his son with regard to Torah Shebichtav, but not with regard to Torah Shebaalpeh. Here in Halacha Beis, according to the Amunah V'Torah, the Rambam is addressing the din of the Melamed himself, that the Melamed has a schus, he has rights to demand schar, to be paid. He's not doing it gratis. Since he's not chayev to pay to teach his friend's son gratis, and again we're talking about Torah Shebichtav, therefore he has a right to demand payment. But I think you could possibly take this one step further and say, again, it's just a suggestion that the Rambam's intention here is to establish a chidush, and that is that Talmud Torah is different than other mitzvahs. Any other mitzvah, if I do a mitzvah and then I want to demand payment for the mitzvah, then the payment for the mitzvah undermines the mitzvah itself. Doing a mitzvah and achieving it and demanding payment for it is those two are mutually exclusive. Either you do the mitzvah l'shem mitzvah gratis and you get schar, or you do the mitzvah for payment and then it's not a mitzvah. That's the tenai. That's the built-in condition to all other mitzvahs, that receiving compensation for a mitzvah is a stira to the kiyum mitzvah. However, the Rambam is mechadish something in Talmud Torah that's different. There's a separate halacha in Talmud Torah that the Melamed can demand his schar, and that recipient, when he receives compensation, that does not in any way undermine or vitiate his kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah derived from the pasuk v'shinantum levanecha to teach ben chaver. There's no such tnai of bechinam, of doing it gratis with regard to the mitzvah of v'shinantam livanecha with regard to Torah Shebichtav. You're allowed to demand payment for Torah Shebichtav without forfeiting the kiyum mitzvah. With regard to other mitzvahs other than Talmud Torah, demanding schar for the mitzvah undermines the mitzvah, contradicts it, and you're left with money but without schar mitzvah. In Talmud Torah, you can fulfill your obligation in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even though you're receiving schar. And what the Rambam says later on, Halacha Zayin, that in Torah Shebaal Peh there's a separate din of Mab Ani Bechinam Af Atem Bechinam, but in Torah Shebichtav it's Mutter. The Rambam is deriving from that Halacha of Ma'ani Bechinam, insofar as it's limited to Torah Shebaal Peh, not only a heter to receive schar b'Torah Shebaal Peh, but also a separate halacha that the kiyum mitzvah is achieved despite the fact that there's schar. In other words, in the parsha of Ma'ani Bechinam, two things are being taught to us. Number one, the pasuk Ma'ani Bechinam, the lima, the drasha of Ma'ani Bechinam, is addressing the issue of when are you allowed to take schar? When are you not allowed to take schar? But moreover, it's telling you something about the kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah, that in certain cases, namely, and to the extent in which we're talking about the scope of Torah Shebichtav, in certain situations you're allowed to take schar, and that's part of the mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's built in. So your rights to be paid in Torah Shebichtav for teaching are guaranteed by the mitzvah itself. And perhaps what we mean to say here is that Limud Torah and the action of teaching Torah has two dimensions to it. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah, v'shinantam livanecha. On the other hand, it's also a pu'ulas poel. It's the work of an employee. And the Melamed, as an employee, is allowed to demand payment for his work, for his pe'ilus, his pe'ula. The Limud Torah, as a mitzvah, is generated, is engendered as a ma'isa mitzvah with a kiyum mitzvah b'tzad atzma. You know, you don't need to add some sort of lishma and say, well, his intention has to be pure, for the purpose of heaven. Otherwise, he forfeits the mitzvah. That might be true for other mitzvahs. And receiving schar in the monetary, financial world, getting paid for the mitzvah itself, undermines the lishma of the mitzvah. And therefore, the ma'aseh mitzvah is no longer defined or accepted as a ma'aseh mitzvah. Not so in the case of Talmud Torah, where the limud Torah itself engenders the status of a ma'aseh mitzvah. I don't need any sort of lishma, and therefore shelo lishma will not rob the action of its status as a mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah that's resultant. And at the same time, the act of teaching is nothing less than an act of a worker on behalf of his employer, and he has the rights to demand payment. The Rambam continues and he says, Kishem shechayev odom lelamed es bino, kachu chayev lelamed es ben bino, shenemar vehodatem levanecha vilivnei vanecha. The Ramban, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, and there's a section in the Ramban in which he speaks about what the Rambam omitted from the Taryag Mitzvos. In this case, we're talking about the Losa says, Mitzvah Beis. The Ramban claims that the Rambam has omitted a Losa says from his counting of the Taryag. Shenimnenu, we were enjoined from forgetting the Maimon Har Sinai. Shelo Nishkach Maimon Har Sinai, Velo Nasir Oso Midatenu. Avo Yiyah Einenu Velibenu Shom Kol Hayom. The Ramban quotes a pasuk to establish that we're not allowed to forget Maimon Har Sinai, not one single day. He shomalecha ushmar nafshecha miyod pen tishkach es advar masharo einecha upen yasur milvavcha kol yimei chayecha vodata om levanecha levnei vanecha yom asher amadeta lefnei Hashem alokecha b'choreiv. And the Ramban adds, he says, "V'hu yisod gadol b'torah." When the Torah says, "Pen tishkach," pen is like a losas. It is a losas. The Torah is telling you, "Don't forget hadvar masharo einecha." What happened at Chorev? The Kabbalah Satorah, Yom Asher Amadet lefnei Hashem alokecha b'choreiv. And the Ramban expands. He says, the Hizir, the Torah warns us, pen yasuru min alev, it shouldn't be left out of your awareness. Me hodiem levanim ulivnei vanim ledoros olam, but rather you should pass this on, transmit it to the next generation, to the generation beyond that, so that it be transmitted throughout the generations. Now I want to read with you the next few lines in the Ramban. Take a look. He says, "Val tite bazem etnei darsham barishon shel kedushin." Don't be derailed, if you will, from the main purpose here by the drasha in the Gemara in Kedushin, "Levanecha levnei vanecha belimud haTorah levnei vanim." The Gemara darshins in Kedushin and establishes that there's an obligation to teach not only your children, but also your grandchildren. And that's derived from this pasuk. So how do we reconcile this? On the one hand, the Ramban derives a separate losas, and not to forget, from this pasuk ben tishkach. On the other hand, the Gemara derives an obligation to teach your grandson's Torah. How does that jive? How do you reconcile that with the obligation not to forget? Says the Ramban, "Ki limud emunas haTorah, hu halimud batorah." What the Torah is trying to guarantee is a specific type of limud. It's commanding us in Amunas HaTorah. What is this Torah called? Limud Amunas HaTorah? That's the Torah of not forgetting what happened at Maimon Har Sinai. That everyone saw, everyone heard. Each Jew individually was a Navi receiving prophecy. That is something that has to be passed on and transmitted to all generations. It's the Torah of Emunah, the Limud of Emunah. And not only are we commanded to remember this, we are enjoined from forgetting this. And this is the lav of Pentishkach, which the Rambam is being accused of omitting from the Taryah. But what we learn from this Ramban is something very, very important. That there is a kind of Limud Torah, a specific, well-carved and circumscribed Limud Torah that has within it a kiyum of Emunas HaTorah, and that too is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Ramban holds that this kiyum is fulfilled when a grandfather teaches his grandson Torah. That's called a Baisa Limud of Emunas HaTorah. So when a grandfather learns with his grandson, he basically fulfills two mitzvahs. One is the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, v'limadetem osam es b'neichem, and secondly, a separate kiyum of zechiras maimed ar Sinai, which the Ramban identifies as limud emunas haTorah. And that's the pasuk v'odatim levanecha levnei v'necha yom asher amadeta lefnei Hashem elokech b'chorev. That itself, teaching and transmitting to your grandchildren the Maimed Har Sinai, that is called a Limud HaTorah of Emunah, V'kiyum Emunah, Emunas HaTorah. I want to point out to you that the Megillas Esther, which is the super commentary on Sefer HaMitzvos, understands that the Ramban is reconciling with the drush and kedushin that a man has to teach his grandson Torah. What the Gemara is talking about is not general Torah, but this specific Torah to be modia lahem. I'm quoting from the Megillas Esther: modia lahem inyan kabbalas haTorah shahoya b'maybet ar Sinai b'pi agvura. The fact that we personally heard mipi agvura the aseres hadibros at Maimed Har Sinai, that itself is what the grandfather has to pass on to his grandson. So we're not talking about general Limud HaTorah, we're not talking about Shnayim Ochsim B'Talis, and the different Mishnayos and Shas, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking specifically about Limud Emunas HaTorah, which means passing on the tradition of Maimed Har Sinai, Yom Asher Amadta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha B'Sinai. Now the Rambam, at the end of this halacha, says, B'no Kodem Leben B'no. Namely, that there's Kedima to your son above Ben B'no. So I saw in Kare Kedem of Rav Michal Shurkin, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik HaRebbe, a very fascinating story about Reb Chaim Brisker. The Rambam here prefers the Talmud Torah of the son from the Talmud Torah of the grandson. And that's as far as the Kima Mitzvah Limadetem Osam Es B'neichem. B'neichem comes first, and then B'nei V'neichem comes second. The main mitzvah is the limud with the ben. However, we're going to see in this story of Reb Chaim that there's another dimension here to the grandfather teaching the grandson, in which the grandson is greater than the son. And that is from the perspective of Limud Emunas HaTorah. Here we prefer teaching our grandchildren above and beyond teaching our children. And this is what Rabbi Yeshua Levi says in Kiddushin: Kol Amalamed is Ben Beno Torah Malo of Akosav Kili Kibla Me'ar Sinai. If you teach your grandson Torah, it's like you received it at Har Sinai. Notice, Rabbi Yeshua Levi doesn't say if you teach your son Torah, it's as if you received it at Har Sinai. That's not included here. It's Dafki your grandson. He derives from the pasuk Vodatem Livanecha V'Livnei Vanecha. Our pasuk. And what is it? It's my love, Akosav Kili Kibla Me'ar Sinai. It means that if you passed it on to two generations, you know, you're receiving the Torah from your grandfather. Your grandfather is passing on the Torah to his grandson. You know, we're getting a lot closer to Maimed Har Sinai over here. And that gives an adifus to Limud with Ben Beno, above and beyond Liman and Beno, because Liman and Ben Beno has an additional dimension to the Kiyum HaMitzvah, namely it's Liman Amunah HaSatorah. But again, let's get back to the fact that the Rambam omits this mitzvah in his counting of Taryag. What happens to this pasuk of Hishama lecha ushmar nafshecha pen tishkach es hadvarim upen yasur milvavcha? Why didn't the Rambam count this in the Minyan Alav? So I think that in order to analyze this, we have to raise the following chakira. What is the nature and the definition of this isur pen tishkach es hadvarim, not to forget Maimon Har Sinai? Is it an isur of shichas Maimon Har Sinai? That is the avera. The avera, the guf avera, is defined as shichas Maimon Har Sinai. Or perhaps the shikha itself is not an isur, but rather it's the reason that underlies the obligation of odatem levanecha levnevanecha. In other words, in order that we don't forget Maimon Har Sinai, we have to teach our grandchildren and fulfill this mitzvah. So the isur shichacha is not the essence of the mitzvah. That's not gufa shel mitzvah. But rather, the gufa shel mitzvah is teaching your grandchildren. And that's what's supposed to guarantee that the maimed of Har Sinai will not be forgotten. And according to this second definition, then the mitzvah itself, the kishkas of the mitzvah, as it's formulated by this pasuk of Odatem Levanecha Levnevanecha, is learning with your grandchildren. And that's a kiyum essay. It doesn't belong to the lavin. So whereas the Ramban understands that there's a separate avera called shichacha, as the Torah says, pentishkach, therefore it has to be counted as a separate lav. But the Rambam understood that there's no separate independent isur shichacha, but rather the isur shichacha is the background of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah itself is the kumva say of limud Torah b'nei banim. Because inherent in limud b'nei banim, teaching your grandchildren, is the fulfillment of emunas haTorah. And therefore, what the Ramban could argue against the Rambam is, why doesn't he count as a separate mitzvah the kiyum of teaching one's grandson, which is the emunas haTorah, the flip side of which is pentishkach sadvarim, what does it say there? Pentishkach esadvarim asher ro einecha upen yasiru milvavcha kol yimei chayecha. And if you ask me why the Rambam would have omitted counting the teaching of one's grandson, what we call emunas haTorah, in the Taryag, I think the answer is because the fulfillment of that mitzvah is the mice of Talmud Torah. And it's part of this general mitzvah called Talmud Torah, which Rambam counts in the Taryag. But he doesn't count the specific details of that mitzvah. He doesn't add the Chiyuv HaChacham and the Chiyuv HaAv and the different ages and Torah Shebetzav and Torah Shebalpeh. He doesn't add the chiyuv of the father, the grandfather to teach his grandson. All this is incorporated, is unified and integrated to one whole, one fabric, which is called the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Again, if you want to argue why the Rambam didn't count more mitzvahs, how come he only has sach hakol, all told, one mitzvah for Talmud Torah? That's an excellent question. But the Ramban's question about why he doesn't have a losas of pentishkach, the answer is because the pentishkach is just defining the ultimate goal and the type of limud that's fulfilled in the rest of the pasuk here when it says vodatem levanecha levnevanecha, in the kumvase of teaching one's grandson Torah. And I hope we'll all be zochem Yitz Hashem to teach our grandsons Torah. My love, a custom kibla kibla me'ar Sinai. Now, the Rambam, and we've analyzed this in the past, asks the question: Lomanitz taval benov al ben beno. We already have the mitzvah of Shinanto Lunech to teach Ben Chavero. Says the Rambam, the purpose of this tzivui of Beno and Ben Beno is Lahakdim Beno LeBen Beno Uben Beno LeBen Chavero. The Rambam establishes two Dine Kedima. One is the Kedima of your son over your grandson, and the other is the Kedima of your son or your grandson above the teaching of Torah to Ben Chaver. Let's look at the case of Mishnah, who explains that Ben Beno is Kibno Ladin Kedima. Excuse me, Ladin Kedimas Ben Chaver. So if you have someone else's son to teach, and you have your grandson to teach, then the Kesef Mishnah says that it's clear from the Rambam that you have to give first dibs to your grandson, and only then and after that you teach Ben Chaver. But what I don't understand is whether or not you have to pay out of pocket to teach your grandson. We know the Rambam establishes that you do have to pay for the education of your son. That's clear in the Rambam. What about of your grandson? And for that matter, let's expand it to any grandson, even if it's the son of your daughter. Maybe there too, there should be some sort of a din kedima above any stranger, as great of a doctor as he might be, whoever it might be. Sorry, I got distracted. But let's again reiterate this: the double suffix of the Kesef Mishnah. Number one, do you, as a grandfather, do you have to pay for the education of your grandson? Number two, does your grandson, who gets Kedima over Ben Chavero, include even your grandson through your daughter, your daughter's son? And I was wondering, what is the essence, what is the root of this suffix in the Kesef Mishnah? After all, the Gemara establishes in Yevamos the very famous principle, the overriding rule, that B'nei Bonim are Ein Kibonim. And the Gemara says explicitly that Ben Bito is the same as Ben Beno, as far as B'nei Bonim are Ein Kibonim is concerned. I mean, it's impossible that the Kesef Mishnah didn't know the sugya, which is a world famous sugya of B'nei Bonim Arein Kibonim. And the Kesef Mishnah knew everything. So what's going on? So perhaps we can find some sort of a clue, an insight, from a chiddush, a comment of Rav Meir Simcha on Kiddushin Daf Lamed. He wants to know if the Chiv Talmud Torah of one's grandson, Ben Beno, applies only if Beno Kayam. In other words, when the Ben is alive, then the grandfather, through the Ben, becomes obligated to teach his Ben Beno, according to one side in Rav Meir Simcha. But if Ben is gone, then there's no Chiv to Ben Beno. In other words, the Chakira here seems to be, what's the nature of the chiv to teach your grandson? Is it like your chiv to teach your son, meaning it's an independent chiv that links the grandfather with his grandson, v'odatum l'vanecha l'vnei v'necha, just like v'necha in this pasuk is a chiv, so too ben beno, b'nei v'necha is also a chiv, because ben beno is like his ben, as far as his chiv is concerned. Or no, maybe it's a different halach, and that is that your primary chiyuv as a father is to teach your son, and the chiyuv is on the aviyah ben. The Torah reveals that since the father is chayv to teach his son, therefore the son is chayv to teach the grandson. So agav, the chiyuv of the father to teach the grandson, the grandfather becomes chayiv to teach his grandson. There's no direct link here between the grandfather and the grandson. That seems to be the chakira here. Is it a direct link? And therefore, the relationship between a grandfather and a grandson does not stand on the shoulders of the ben, or no, it's the ben that serves as the hook, as the link, that's mitzaref the grandfather with the grandson. Now, the first nafkamina of this chakira, I think, would be the suffolk of the Kesef Mishnah regarding Ben Bito. If we say that there's a direct link between the grandfather and the grandson, then it's possible that through the halach of Bnei Bonim, Haran Kibonim, the grandfather might have a direct chiyuv to teach his grandson even through his daughter, his Ben Bito. But if, on the other hand, the chiyuv primarily is to teach one's son, just that through one's son, the grandfather picks up a chiyuv to his grandson, so it means that his son is the linkage, the hook that links the grandfather to his grandson, then in the case of Ben Bito, there's no chiv at all, because the hook here is the bas, meaning the mother of this grandson, and the mother herself has no chiv to teach her son. The second afkamina would be as far as the Rav Meir Simcha's case where the father is gone. Now, if there's a direct chiyuv between the grandfather and the grandson, that would be mechayev in this case. But if it's the chiyuv of the father that obligates the grandfather, then since the father's not alive, we cannot be mechayev the grandfather. And it would also furthermore seem that the chakira of the Kesef Mishnah, the suffolk, as to whether the avia av, meaning the grandfather, has to pay out of pocket to hire a teacher for his grandson. Like, once again, if it's direct chiyuv, it's like his chiyuv to his son, it's chiyuv to his grandson. But if, on the other hand, we're saying that the primary chiyuv is on the father to teach his son, then the Torah says that he has to pay for a teacher. It's a chovas mamon. But who says that for the sake of teaching his grandson, where the real chiv is on the father, just that the father now links up the grandfather with his grandson, maybe that's only as far as the chiv aguf, to actually teach his grandson Torah b'chinam, but he doesn't have to pay tuition for his grandson. So again, that remains a suffolk in the Kesef Mishnah. We think it depends on this chakir. Now, let's point out that with regard to Kedimas Ben to Beno to Ben Chavero, if you take a look in the commentary on the Rasag, Rabbeinu Saji Goen of Rav Perlau, he writes that from the Stimas Lashon Rambam here, it would seem that his grandson, that if it's Beno, if it's his son, Uben Chavero, Bino kodem afilu hecha de ben chaver zoris v'novin yosem ibno. Now, as the Rambam later on in Halacha Dalet is going to say with regard to the choice between the father himself studying and the son studying, that if the son is zoris v'novin yoser, then we give first precedence to the son over the father. That halacha, says Rav Perlau, does not apply in the case of Ben Chavero. In Ben Chavero, even though he's a Zoriz V'Novon, he cannot be Mechayev you to teach his son who's a Zoriz V'Novon, and therefore at the expense, shall we say, of giving up your obligation to teach your son. The obligation that one has to teach his son is so fundamental that it trumps Ben Chavero v'shinato l'manecha, even though Ben Chavero is much more capable. He's a Zoriz and he's a Novon. You know, there's the Chiyuv Talmud Torah of the Ben, of the father vis-a-vis his son, is fundamentally different than the Chiyuv of a Chacham to teach Ben Chavero. They seem similar, but they're fundamentally different. Because if you don't accept that difference, how do you explain Kedima of Ben, of Beno to Ben Chavero, when Ben Chavero is Novon Yoser Mimenu? Why should it be so? V'shinantum Levanecha, Levanecha is Eilu Talmidecha, Mitzal Kol Chochom Miyisrael, Laman is called Tamina Fishen and Bonov. So why is this mitzvah inferior to the mitzvah of teaching all the Talmidim, to the unique mitzvah incumbent upon the father to teach his son? What makes the mitzvah of teaching Ben Chavero under the law of Vishinat V'nech Kol Chacha Yisrael inferior to the chiyuv of the father derived from Anitem Osam Es B'necha? So it must be that the chiyuv of the father is something very unique. For example, you find in Kiddushin on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis that a father is obligated in the milah of his son, in the pidgin haben of his son, is the teaching Torah of his son. The Talmud Torah is joined together here with milah and pidgin haben as chiyuv ve'av al haben. And the Birch HaShmuel is very famous for saying that in the case of mitzvahs Talmud Torah debanim, the obligation to study Torah is primarily incumbent upon the ben himself, just that he's not up to, you know, up to age. So the Torah therefore shifted the lemaisa, the practical aspect of fulfilling this mitzvah, over to the onto the shoulders of the father. The father is now like a custodian to see to it that his son fulfills the mitzvah and enters into Torah, just like he has to enter into bris and he has to be redeemed in pidgin haben. So you see clearly from the Birch HaShmuel that the obligation of the father to teach his son is something very unique. It comes under the general halacha of mitzvah sa'av al ben. And if that be the case, if, for example, the let's say the chacham would grab my son and start teaching him Torah, is he confiscating, is he usurping my mitzvah? And the answer is that if we equate Talmud Torah with Mila and Pidgin HaBen, it's a special unique mitzvah on the father, then certainly the father should be allowed to sue the Chacham for damages, so to speak, for stealing his mitzvah, and the Chacham in this case would have to pay the father. And the Birch HaShmuel derives from the Braisa of Ha'av Chayev Lomel Spol of Tosef L'Lam the Torah that the Chiyuv of the father is a unique Chiyuv. Meaning, it's not just some sort of a Kedima Halacha. That his son is one of many, many Talmidim, included in the Machayev of Vishinantam Levanecha. No. There's a separate Chiyuv called Mitzvah HaBen Al Av. It's a unique Chiyuv incumbent on the father. And we found the unique halach that the father has to pay tuition for his son and hire Malamed if he can't teach him himself. Because the Chiyuv of the Ben is Mutal Al Aviv. To get the job done, to get the mitzvah achieved, to guarantee that the son is studying Torah, and for that, if need be, you have to bring in a Malamed, because the Av cannot teach him personally, and all this, and the monies he's got to pay, are all indicative of the special, unique chiyuv incumbent upon a father. And we saw it in Pidgin HaBen, we saw it in Mila, now we're going to add to it Talmud Torah. Okay, Rabbosai, we'll take a break now.